This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Children's Hospital Colorado has seen almost a doubling in demand for behavioral health services for young people since January, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The hospital's chief medical officer, David Brembaugh, says the past 4 months have been unlike anything he's seen in his 20 years of practice.
Our kids have run out of resilience. Their tank is empty. And that's where we are right now. And it's impacting families across our metro area, across our state.
Compounding stress for a year and increased hopelessness are the two main reasons the hospital system has seen more cases. Hospital leadership is calling for more flexibility from the state to create partnerships to address these issues system-wide. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The federal government would have to finally return nearly $30 million to RTD under a bill in Congress, CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD received a $155 million federal loan in 2010 for the renovation of Union Station in downtown Denver. RTD paid off the loan 4 years ago, but never got its $28.9 million deposit back. A new bill introduced by Colorado's U.S. Senators John Hickenlooper and Michael Bennett would compel the federal government to return that money. A companion bill in the House has support from four of Colorado's U.S. representatives as well. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado collected more than $6.5 million in tax revenue during its first year of legalized sports betting. Last month alone, bettors in Colorado spent more than $244 million. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.